Chapter 15 Factors that have a tendency to influence pricing. Introduction. There are many factors that influence the price of a product. Some of these factors were already discussed in different sections of this book. In this chapter, I am going to discuss some of the most significant and/or interesting factors that can influence the price of a product. Initial investments can influence pricing, such as cost for research and development, to set up production facilities or retail outlets. Initial investments for designing and engineering products and production facilities are usually quite expensive. Research and development is also required for innovative technologies and new medications. The amount of initial investment can vary greatly with the product and the business involved. This can range from hundreds of millions, especially for large companies, with new technologies and medications, to zero for a tiny retailer that accepts a few new products on consignment. In general, the initial investment must be recovered for a company to make a true profit. The initial investment is ultimately passed on to the consumer with most profit-making organizations. In general, the higher the initial investment in a product, the higher the price will be. One of the best examples where initial investment is very high is in the pharmaceutical industry. It often requires hundreds of millions to develop a new medication and put it into production. Many attempts to create new medications fail and result in financial losses, but some new scientific data might be gained. All of this money must be recovered from the sale of successful medications. As a result, new prescription medications are often very expensive. Drug companies try to recoup their investment in research and development and make a profit before their patent rights to the medication expires. After the patent rights expire, competitors can make the same medication, called a generic drug. This competition usually forces the company that originally created the drug to lower its prices. Keep in mind that the competitors that are making the generic drugs do not have to recover research and development costs, which allows for lower prices. For many medications, the production costs per unit to make each pill is relatively low, compared to the research and development costs. Another example where the initial investment is relatively high, compared to production costs, is in the software industry. A software product that costs a few pennies or less to manufacture and distribute through the internet sells for $25 to as high as several hundred dollars. The expense for creating the software can be very substantial, which usually justifies the high price for software. The actual production of software-based products, distributed through the internet, takes place when a consumer clicks on a download icon on a website. This produces a digital recording of the software on the consumer's computer. Even when software is sold in retail stores on a CD format, the production costs are very low, but much higher than distribution through the internet. Examples where initial investment are usually moderate can be seen with the production of inexpensive items, such as simple products made of plastic, metal, or glass. Products in this category generally do not require research and development. Initial investments are needed to design the product, to create molding apparatus, and to set up production facilities. Examples where initial investments are usually quite low are found in retail stores, when they add new products to their inventory. Usually, there is only a unit cost, and no other initial investment, as was the case with the previous examples. How do you calculate the break-even quantity, when there are high initial investments, such as for research and development? All of the above raises the question: how do you calculate the break-even quantity, when initial investments are a significant expense? That is, do you consider initial investments, such as research and development, fixed costs or variable costs? There are two ways of dealing with this problem from a mathematical perspective, which will be discussed in the following paragraphs, but I will first review the break-even formula, which is presented below. The formula to calculate the break-even quantity in words is: break-even quantity equals the total fixed costs, divided by the selling price minus the variable costs per unit. In the mathematical format, it is: initial investments include research and development, designing, engineering and testing the product, as well as expenditures to set up manufacturing facilities. For the purposes of break-even calculations, initial investments can be considered as fixed costs, similar to rent, insurance, and salaries. This makes sense when the initial investment required a bank loan. That is, the monthly repayments to the bank is similar to the monthly payments for rent, insurance, and salaries. Keep in mind, just like rent, insurance, and salaries, the bank loan for the initial investment remains the same regardless of the number of units produced. However, unlike rent, insurance, and salaries, the bank loan for initial investments eventually gets paid off. When the initial investment to produce a product was not obtained from a loan of any kind, it can still be calculated as a fixed cost. This can involve treating the initial investment as if it was a loan, at least from a mathematical perspective. This involves dividing the initial investment into segments and treating the segments as if they were monthly payments to a bank. Another alternative to calculate the break-even point when initial investments are significant is to estimate, or perhaps guesstimate, the number of units that will be manufactured and sold. This can be based on the number of units that you expect to manufacture and sell in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or any other time limit, including the expected lifetime of the product. After you have obtained your best estimate, divide it by the initial investment, which will equal the initial investment cost per unit. For example, if the initial investment was $100,000, and you expect to produce and sell 100,000 units, you will divide the $100,000 by 100,000 units, which will equal an initial investment cost per unit of $1. With this method, the initial investment per unit is treated as if it is a variable cost. For example, let us assume that the variable cost is $1 per unit, and the initial investment cost per unit is also $1. Then for the purposes of the break-even calculations, the variable costs would be $2. The quality of the product and pricing. It is perhaps common sense that high-quality products can be sold for a higher price. However, this is not always true. The important factor as far as pricing is concerned is the perception of the consumers. If the consumers do not perceive the high quality of a product, they probably will not be willing to pay a higher price for it. This is especially the case if there are alternative products that are readily available at lower prices. The important concept to understand is the perception of the consumer is generally a primary factor that affects the sales of the product. If the consumers perceive quality in a product, they will probably be willing to pay a higher price for it. This may even be the case even if the product was in reality no better than competing products. The ideal is to create high-quality products and inform the consumers of the superior quality of the product with advertising, news media publicity when feasible, on product packaging, and with face-to-face salesmanship. The brand name associated with the product and pricing. Consumers can perceive products with certain well-known brand names as superior to products with unfamiliar brand names. Very often, successful companies with well-known brand names have earned the trust of the consumer by providing better quality products, backed up with better warranties and service. Some of these companies might charge more for their product as a result of the brand name, but this is certainly not always the case. In the clothing industry, products with well-known brand names usually sell for higher prices than similar products that do not have famous brand names. Extreme examples in this regard can be seen with blue jeans. A used pair of torn blue jeans, with a famous brand name, is considered fashionable by certain market segments. This allows the manufacturer to sell the product at relatively high prices. However, in the electronic industry, I have not noticed much if any difference in pricing as a result of well-known brand names. When there is a difference, it is usually quite small, and it may be the result of superior quality and or superior service. This might be the result of the high degree of competition, and electronic devices might be assessed by the consumer in terms of functionality and performance. Clothing, on the other hand, probably has a very significant psychological and social component associated with it. If the consumer, and his or her friends, associate success and fame with a pair of jeans or sneakers, with the well-known brand name, they may be willing to pay more for the products. From a practical perspective, this perhaps can sometimes be quite sensible. If the consumer gains prestige from friends and colleagues as a result of the purchase of a brand name product. This is not only seen with clothing, it is apparent with luxury automobiles, luxury restaurants, and many other products. From the point of view of a business owner or a marketing manager, establishing positive associations in the minds of consumers is very beneficial. This involves establishing a positive reputation of a company, based on the quality of products and services. This will most likely result in a higher level of sales, and possibly permit a higher level of pricing for products. The location, or market that a product is sold in can influence the price that consumers will pay. Where a product is sold can be very important as far as pricing is concerned. Extreme examples can be seen in various sections of New York City. In certain parts of the city, such as Park Avenue, Midtown Manhattan, the rents for apartments are much higher than it is in other parts of the city. However, this concept is not just limited to real estate. In certain parts of the city, prices for food and clothing are substantially higher. Even purchasing an identical item in different locations throughout the city will reveal different prices. If you compare living expenses for shelter, food and clothing in different parts of the United States, you can see very dramatic differences in pricing. The important idea to keep in mind is certain desirable locations will allow the seller to charge higher prices. However, the profits may or may not be higher as a result of the desirable location. Usually the desirable locations involve greater levels of expense for rent, mortgage, real estate taxes, etc. The salaries paid to employees are also sometimes considerably higher as a result of location. Sometimes selling products in less desirable locations, where expenses are relatively low, can result in higher profits. This is especially the case if the product is sold in large quantity, or sold through the mail or internet. The market, or market segment, that a product is sold in does not necessarily imply a physical location. For example, a beauty salon can provide its services for wealthy individuals, or for working class people. If the beauty salon sells its services to wealthy people, it will probably have to have an expensive looking decor, better quality service, and employees that appear dignified with upper class mannerisms. All of this would allow the beauty salon to price its services at relatively high levels. However, this does not guarantee a higher profit, because marketing to wealthy consumers may cost more money. With this example of the beauty salon, it is apparent that the fancy decor and the employees needed to produce a higher level of service would cost more money. If the beauty salon markets its services for the working class consumer, its expenses may be substantially lower, but its prices would have to be low enough for the working class consumers. This may or may not be more profitable than marketing to wealthy people. The facility that a product is sold in can affect the perception of value and the price that can be charged. The ideas presented here are similar to the above, but they are also somewhat different as well. If a product is sold in a fancy store with luxurious decorations, it can probably be sold for a higher price than if it was sold in an unattractive bargain basement type store, even if the locations of the stores are identical. This is especially the case if the luxury store is selling many expensive high-quality items meant to attract the interest of wealthy people. However, even if this is not the case, the luxury-looking store can still probably obtain somewhat higher prices from working-class and middle-class consumers. This idea can be stated from the opposite perspective. That is, if the same product were offered for sale in an unattractive bargain basement type store, as opposed to a luxurious store, the price would probably have to be much lower to interest the customers. Keep in mind, customers that frequent this type of retail outlet are probably looking for bargains, and they might not be able to afford higher prices. A more extreme hypothetical example might provide some additional insight into this general principle. If a street vendor attempted to sell an expensive diamond ring on the street, he would probably have great difficulty selling it. The vendor would probably have to sell the diamond ring at a price much lower than its true value. However, if the same diamond ring was sold in a fancy jewelry store that specialized in diamond rings, in the same location as the street vendor, the selling price of the ring could be much higher. There are rational and emotional factors in the minds of consumers that relate to the facility that a product is sold in. To illustrate this, I will continue with the above hypothetical example, with a diamond ring and a street vendor. Most likely, people dealing with the street vendor would be unsure of the true value of the diamond ring. They may think that the ring contains a piece of polished glass instead of the true diamond. They may be unsure of the honesty of the street vendor, and they may think that the ring was obtained by theft. They may feel that dealing with a street vendor selling a diamond ring is a very risky gamble. All of this might force the street vendor to offer the diamond at a very low price. With this hypothetical example, the concerns of people dealing with the street vendor is certainly valid. It probably is a risky gamble purchasing any very expensive item from a street vendor. Sometimes, the physical facility that a product is sold in is important only for emotional reasons. For example, people will probably be willing to pay more for food in a fancy restaurant, with dignified and polite waiters, because it makes them feel good. This can involve feelings of importance and wealth. Facilities of this type, especially fancy restaurants, can also have a positive social impact on guests that the consumer takes to the facility. This can allow a luxurious restaurant to charge higher prices for its food than a simple cafeteria, even if the food is not superior to the meals served at the cafeteria. The price the consumer is willing to pay for a product can be influenced by the packaging. The type of packaging used for a product can convey the value of the product in the eyes of the consumer. That is, packaging can influence perception. Certain types of expensive-looking packaging will suggest that the product is an expensive luxury item. Simple, unattractive, but functional packaging might suggest that the product is an economy item. I have seen a good example of this in the supermarket, with brown rice. One brand was in a simple cellophane bag, and it was relatively inexpensive. Another brand was in a fancy plastic jar, and it was selling for more than 3 or 4 times the price of the rice in the cellophane bag. There did not appear to be any difference between the products, except for the packaging. Luxurious or fancy packaging is probably most significant for relatively small products that are displayed on store shelves in packaging. Items such as electronics and furniture are not displayed in packaging, and the only important factor of packaging is functionality. This generally involves plain-looking or even unattractive packaging that provides a good level of protection for the product during shipping. The quantity and quality of the advertising can affect the pricing of a product. Advertising can inform many consumers of the existence of a product. It can also inform the consumers about the utility and features of a product, and where it can be purchased. Advertising can influence the perceptions of the consumers, in terms of the quality and desirability of a product. Thus, when a product is successfully advertised, it will increase the demand for the product. This, in theory at least, this can sometimes give the manufacturer the option of raising prices. Sometimes the manufacturer may in fact have to sell products at higher prices to cover the costs of advertising. However, sometimes advertising a product allows the manufacturer to reduce prices. The reason for this is larger sales volumes can reduce the manufacturer's production costs. This is especially the case if the sales volumes are high enough to justify the investment in very large-scale mass production techniques. With a lower expenditures on advertising, or with no advertising at all, sales of the product will probably be substantially lower than if it was advertised heavily. In such a case, the manufacturer or reseller may be able to attract consumers to the product by selling it at a low price. This can sometimes be quite feasible when there is little or no expense for advertising. Little or no advertising might work well with products that are already well-known, or products that mimic well-known brands. For example, the store brands, sold in large chain stores, for mouthwash, toothpaste, and laundry detergent may be sold at lower prices than competing well-known brands. These lower prices might be feasible partly because of lower expenditures on advertising, when compared to the well-known brand. Actually, store brands may gain popularity when their competitors advertise their products. For example, a consumer may be convinced by advertisements that Listerine is the best mouthwash. However, when the consumer goes to the supermarket, she sees the store brand alongside Listerine, with the same color and ingredients as Listerine, but with a lower price. This may result in the purchase of the store brand, instead of the Listerine that was heavily advertised. Competition can influence pricing of a product. Competition results when more than one company is producing a similar product. For example, there are many companies that manufacture computers, which results in competition to obtain customers. Competition for customers can force a company to sell its products at the lowest possible price, with relatively low profit margins. To do this, it is often necessary to maintain highly efficient production facilities that can produce high-quality products at low cost. Competition may also force retail outlets to sell their products in the most efficient way possible, with relatively low profit margins. Thus, the idea to keep in mind when pricing any type of product is the competition. This includes the competitors' prices and the services they provide with the product. It is also very important to consider the quality of competing products. competition and pricing in relation to a small business, it is not always clear who the competitors are for a business or its products. For example, a small computer store that builds computers to the consumer's specifications and provides personal service and training may not really be competing with the large computer manufacturers. If it is, it should modify its marketing strategy and perhaps also the services and/or products it offers for sale to avoid competing with the large companies. This idea is useful for most small businesses. That is, when competing with large companies is unrealistic, the small business owner should devise ways of avoiding such competition. This can sometimes be done by providing friendly personalized service to customers. Providing special products that are not sold by large competitors is another useful strategy. Providing quick service and selling products that are needed in a relatively small geographical area, such as a neighborhood, can also be effective. Manufacturing and/or selling products for niche markets is still another way that a small business can avoid competition with the large companies. However, it is often very difficult or impossible for many small businesses to succeed as a result of the competitive forces of the large companies. This reality should be considered by anyone that is contemplating the idea of starting a small business. Pricing strategies for new products. There are a number of pricing strategies that are often used by manufacturers for new products. Often the pricing strategy used depends on the research and development costs, the competition from competing products, as well as other factors. This will be clarified in the following paragraphs. One of the most common pricing strategies for new products is to sell them at a lower price than competing products. This can involve coupons or statements on the label indicating a price reduction. This pricing strategy is often used with relatively inexpensive household products, such as laundry detergent, soap, toothpaste, breakfast cereals, etc. This pricing strategy might be productive for new products when it is not a luxury item. When there is considerable competition from other products. When research and development costs for the product are low. When the product is a consumable item that will be repurchased periodically, such as soap, shampoo, toothpaste, etc. When research and development costs for a new product are relatively high, and there is little competition from other products, the pricing strategy described above may be undesirable. The optimum strategy for such products might be to introduce the product into the marketplace with a relatively high price, with the goal of recovering research and development costs. This pricing strategy is often used for new technologies, such as newly developed medications, electronics, and photographic equipment. Consumers might be willing to pay the high prices for products that are based on new technologies, especially when there are no competing products available. In addition, some people enjoy the latest technologies, and they are willing to pay the higher prices for such products. Perhaps some people want to be the first amongst their friends to try new technologies, and they are willing to pay the price for it. However, the manufacturer may not sell the new product in very large quantities, with the above pricing strategy, because of the relatively high price. However, this may not be much of a problem, because the manufacturer may not be able to meet the demand for the new product because, initially, production facilities may be relatively small. As new production facilities are created for the new product, and after some of the research and development costs have been recovered, the manufacturer may gradually lower the price of the product. This might be necessary also because of competing products may have been developed by other manufacturers. This pricing strategy is very common with all types of new technologies. Most of us are quite aware of the high prices of new types of technology, which are usually followed by significant reductions in prices taking place over a period of time. However, when this pricing strategy is used for new medications, the price may stay relatively high for many months or years before it is reduced. This is because with new medications there are usually no significant competing products, and the manufacturer may find it profitable to keep the price relatively high until the patent rights expire. After expiration of the patent rights, other companies can manufacture the medication, which results in competition. This may force the original manufacturer to lower the prices substantially. Another pricing strategy for new products is to simply charge a price that is not excessively low or high. This might be the optimum pricing strategy, when there is only a small to moderate amount of competition from competing products. Another consideration in determining the price of a product is how much the consumer will be willing to pay for the product. This is generally determined by all of the following. The economic status of the targeted consumers. This is an important consideration when the product is marketed primarily for a specific economic group, such as wealthy people. Competition. If other companies manufacture or sell a product, there will be competitive forces that might determine the price. If the price is higher than the competition for a similar quality product, few consumers will be interested in it. For more information on pricing, see the following websites and other sections in this book. Websites on pricing, marketing, and related concepts. The following list of websites contains information on marketing, pricing, and related principles. Search phrase with Google markup for clothing. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals markup plus 4 plus clothing. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.erixink.com web link. Words on website. Product pricing primer. The following website is very useful. It contains a large amount of information and many hyperlinks for additional information about pricing and business in general. n.alexpress.com web link. Words on website. General retail business issues. findarticles.com web link. Words on website. Markup, how high is too much? Clothing retail prices. findarticles.com web link. Words on website. Keep markup, but add value. Clothing retail trade. Search phrase with Google. The markups for hardware. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals the plus percent 22 markups plus 4 plus hardware percent 22. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Search phrase with Google. The markups for luxury items. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals the plus markups plus 4 plus luxury plus items and BTNG equals Google plus search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Words on website. Penetrate or expand. Which customer targeting strategy is for you? Marketing.typepad.com web link. Search phrase with Google. Markup for groceries. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals markup plus 4 plus groceries. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Couponing.about.com web link. Words on website. Most grocery stores will fluctuate marking up prices anywhere from 5 to 20%, although giving the illusion that many more items are falling in the 5% range. Search phrase with Google. Typical markups. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 typical plus markups percent 22 plus and BTNG equals search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Retailindustry.about.com web link. Words on website. Pricing and small retailers. Questions to consider. www.webstersonlinedictionary.org web link words on website specialty definitions markup. www.answers.com web link. Cat equals bizfin words on website business and finance.